Right, so in our current sermon series, we've been exploring the Lazarus story and what this story of Lazarus might have to teach us about living the Christian life. Our theme this week is You Are Different. The Lazarus story is found in the Gospel of John, and this week we're going to look into chapter 12, verses 9 through 11. When the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priest planned to put Lazarus to death as well, since it was on account of him that many of the Jews were deserting and were believing in Jesus. I don't know what's happening here. All right. So I'd say that it's often the case that the church gets about one Easter sermon every year. But as Pastor David said last week, Easter is a whole season. We're still in the season of Easter. Just as Jesus was raised from death to life, the story of Lazarus gives us a unique way of looking at how we too may be resurrected to new life. Just as Lazarus was also called out of the tomb and raised from death to life, God is about the work of resurrection. The Lazarus story isn't just about being raised to life after we die, as in our final destination in heaven. It's about what this life looks like on earth. What this life looks like on earth through God's resurrection power. The story of Lazarus gives us some hints as to what life might look like because of this resurrection power of God. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. He was dead for 4 days, is that right? He was dead for 4 days, and then he was raised to new life. Last week, David talked about how because Lazarus was raised from the dead, he was a living, walking around sign of God's resurrection power, and we can be too. The Gospel of John says that many people believed in Jesus because of him after he was raised. Lazarus lived as a sign pointing toward God. This week, our scripture tells us that in addition to people believing in Lazarus and Jesus because of Lazarus's resurrected life, people also plotted to kill Lazarus. He was enough of a sign of God's power on earth that people wanted him dead instead of walking around showing people how amazing our God is. We already know that people wanted to kill Jesus because of how contrary he was to the world, but Lazarus now, too, was a changed man. He was transformed. He was now different than the rest of the world, different enough that people sought to kill him. That's what new life looks like in Jesus. It looks different. Jesus is totally other than this world, and his kingdom is contrary to the powers that be here on earth. So living life in the way of Jesus should look different than this world. That's clear as Jesus was killed and people plotted to kill Lazarus. Even many of the early Christians were persecuted and killed because of their faith, because they were different. I think a difficult thing that we have to wrestle with here in the United States today is most people assume about everyone is a Christian. And it's true, a lot of people claim Christianity as their religion. But I wonder if we've lost something in Christianity simply being the status quo. I wonder if we've lost sight of something and we now miss the reality that being a Christian must be deeply connected to Jesus' way of life. In this new resurrected life with Jesus, we'll develop convictions, attitudes, and behaviors that will make us different in the eyes of this world. In Romans 12, chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." It's maybe easier for us to just conform to the ways of the world than to be transformed. We are creatures of habit and routine. As a whole, we don't like change, and we'd rather not rock the boat, especially if we're sitting in it. But sometimes we do need to rock the boat and embrace that transformed resurrection life that God has for us. There was a college professor who had a conversation with a college sophomore. The student confessed that she had come to school hoping to make friends, hoping to fit in, and it didn't go very well for her. There were pressures and compromises that needed to be made that she found that she couldn't make. Eventually, she said to the teacher, "Now I am learning the joy of being odd." That is a wonderful Christian maturity for a college sophomore. As Christians, we have to learn the joy of being odd in this world. Just as Lazarus was called out of the tomb and was transformed by God into a different, resurrected kind of life, we too can be transformed and live a different, resurrected kind of life. Though sadly, as was the case with Lazarus, I'm pretty sure that not everyone will receive your differences with friendliness. And I'm pretty sure it's not always going to be easy to live this resurrected life. Father Richard Rohr has said that resurrection is not our natural state. It's always a gift from God that we have to assent to. We have to rise to it. Every day in our waking, in our getting up out of bed and into this world, we have to remember we're stepping into the world new and transformed as resurrected people, different in the eyes of this world. It's certainly not something that we do on our own. It's through God's resurrection power that we are brought to new and transformed resurrection life, and we have to embrace it. There was a girl I remember from high school. We played horn in the school band together. I was always a little different in school, but she was a little more than a little different. I never felt like I really fit in very well with my friends, and I don't think she fit in either, but I don't think she cared. I remember one time she came in and sat down next to me in band, and she was really excited to share with me what she'd been reading in the book of Ecclesiastes. It's a book in the Old Testament with beautifully written language. I know that I had little response for her in that type of conversation. And it wasn't only because I had virtually no knowledge of the book of Ecclesiastes at that point, but because you can't just talk about God. You can't just talk about the Bible in high school. It's too different. She was too different. She was too kind. She was too gentle and patient for high school. She was different. Thank God she was. I couldn't embrace the joy of being odd in high school. But I think I learned to embrace that joy of being odd a little more in college. I've already shared a few of my adventures with you all already. My wife and a friend of hers told me about one time they watched from their dorm room as my roommates launched things from our dorm room window. We had gotten a hold of one of those giant water balloon launchers. And so they launched a variety of things, not water balloons, but ramen noodles and Hot Pockets, trying to hit me out on the lawn while I was dressed in a suit of armor that we had made from pillows and duct tape. Meanwhile, Stephanie's roommate said to her as they watched, "What on earth is he doing?" And I have heard from the source that apparently my now wife responded to her question, "I don't know. He's weird." "I like it," is what she said. "I like it." So don't be afraid to be weird. Someone just might like it. One of my old mentors was a short, bald man with glasses, extremely thick glasses, actually. I remember him telling me a story about when he was a minister a few years back, and another minister was troubled by something. And so my old mentor leaned over. He listened to God in that moment. He leaned over and put his hand on the man's back, and he prayed for him out loud. He recalled to me that for some reason, this was upsetting to that other minister. You can't just listen to God like that. You can't just lay your hands on a friend and pray for them. It's too different. But because of who he was in Jesus, during the years we worked together, he was able to show me Jesus at a time when I wasn't sure about this whole Christianity thing. I never met anybody who wanted to follow Jesus so closely. He was different. I thank God that he was. People will thank God for you too, you know, for being different. It doesn't always take much. A smile really sticks out for those who rarely see one. A listening ear can help to mend a lasting pain for something. That kind of thing stands out when people are so often too busy to stop and listen. Showing compassion is sadly odd in this world. When people are too quick to judge, too impatient, or too self-centered to care. Jesus calls us out of that all too common kind of life, into resurrected life. And we are being transformed by God's resurrection power. Every day we have to remember we're stepping into the world new and transformed as resurrected people, different in the eyes of the world. I pray that that may be the case with us here and now and always. Amen.